Thank you. We're almost at the end of the hour here. If you're still listening, you're tuned into CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting live from Burnaby Mountain, BC. My name is Lynn, and this is the Paddle Report. Stay tuned at 8 for Vancouver, Vancouver's only chiptune broadcast with our music coordinator, Connor. And up next, we're going to listen to Friends and Scene Drowning Act after these PSAs.
This is Bird Note. Wildlife biologist Alex Troutman jokes that he was always destined to be a fisherman, but Troutman family fishing trips taught Alex to appreciate birds, too.
Growing up, I would get so enamored by the birds instead of actually trying to catch fish. Like, my spark bird was the red-tailed hawk, which I would see many times while fishing, like, soaring through the air. For me, that was like my version of a phoenix, because when the sun is shining through its red tail, it almost looks like the tail is on fire. So I would see those birds, as well as great blue herons, and they would outfish me. And then, like, I would be in the baseball game or practice and get distracted by vultures circling around and get in trouble because I'm not paying attention.
Despite his early interest in nature, Alex didn't realize he could become a wildlife conservationist until college.
Because all the people growing up around me who were black or people of color that worked with animals, they were either vets or farmers.
Now, as a professional biologist and children's book author, Alex is showing a new generation of critter-curious kids that they can have a career in conservation, too. Learn more about Alex's outdoor adventures in Season 8 of Bring Birds Back, available in your favorite podcast app and on our website, birdnote.org. I'm Jazzy Johnson.
Thank you. through my window. A silver moon, an open suitcase, in an empty room. All I've got is the truth.
Supposed to